that you are seasonal. See, at that time, you was just like raw fish. You wasn't filleted. You didn't have the season. Now you seasoned, Chris. You and James is seasoned.
Man.
Still keep it all black and up top.
It don't matter if you got gravy and, salt and pepper.
It's all gone.
See, when they look at us, they look at 401k job. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Wisdom, stability, home owner.
You're right.
Okay, all right, okay.
Put this all on. Let me write this down. Put this on my. I'm going to dating app. I am a home owner that is stability. Right.
God fearing. Hey.
To you, I'm your host Joffy from the Just Acting Up Show. Y'all know what it is. How y'all doing out there? We got everybody in the building. What's up, Mike? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, people? How's everyone doing this morning, this afternoon, this evening?
Yes, we're doing good, man. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, brother?
Sorry,
what's going on, man? You all right,
man?
What's eating his grapes today?
Yeah, Valentine's Day was a few days ago, and I heard Cupid was shooting arrows out somewhere in town. So I went down there trying to get hit by an arrow, and this is what happened. You see, not even one arrow, man. Not even one arrow.
Damn, Chris,
that was a lot of arrows, man.
That was a lot of arrows. How could you not get hit with not?
I was like, hit me.
The probability of, I ain't no mathematician.
I know, right? Like, that's impossible, bro. Like, you had to get hit by at least one.
At least one. Scratch something.
Did at least pitch it? A little scratch or something?
Well, how is everybody's Valentine's Day? How about you?
Man, I was asleep.
Damn.
Crickets. Your boy Joff is a single, so hey man, it is what it is. She out there somewhere for me, as I look off into the distance, and the violin plays. In the arms of, I'm sorry, my bad.
In the arms of an angel.
I thought you was about to start reciting Shakespeare. Just be what it be, what it be, what I do.
All I did was just, hey, you hungry? She was at work at the time, and that morning I said, you hungry? Like, yeah, all right, what you want to eat? That was it.
That's something special right there. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Yeah, you hungry? You tell a woman that, it's over.
That's it.
You hungry? That's it.
That my go-to line for the rest of 2023 is, are you hungry?
Are you hungry? That is it. That settles a lot of wars.
All right, James, he's married. Now, James, you go around asking women you're hungry, you're gonna be
at
Fake 48 every weekend.
No, hey, look, I ain't got to stay 48 money. Lady, look, I ain't got to stay 48 money right now. I'm gonna let you know right now. All right, don't come be expecting
you hungry.
That.
I'm going there.
Where we going, James?
At your own discretion. At your own discretion. Okay.
I'm gonna say, have you ever been to Jacques? What's Jacques? That sounds fancy. Okay. Right in the Jacques in the box.
Yeah, Jacques in the box.
Let's get this show started, man. Y'all know we silly, man. We got a great show for you today. We got some topics we're gonna talk about. Of course, we know the Super Bowl's come and gone, but everybody's still talking about the performance of Riri. We're going to talk about that. We'll get into it. And, of course, breaking news and entertainment news. Did you see Ant-Man? I mean, it's Ant-Man. But, all that and more, plus Black History Month. Y'all stay locked in. Just acting up, so let's go. All right, good people. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the show, man. But before we get into this, you already know what we do. It's like, I mean, come on. It's automatic. Like, share, comment, and subscribe.
It's free.
It is free.
Enough said.
Yeah, the behind the scenes, we had a conversation with ourselves about this Valentine's Day. I ain't spending all this money just to feed y'all. I need mutual interest, dog. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let it go.
Stay 48.
Spend all my money. You know, I got bills, you know. But we about to get, there about to be a whole relationship.
You tell somebody they hungry, that taste get expensive all of a sudden. You just eat ramen noodles. Now you want stay 48. Now you want pop those. Now you want.
Boy, she gonna take a picture of how much you just spent.
Yeah, and she gonna take a picture of that meal, but she ain't gonna take a picture of who she on a date with.
Man, I went to Steak 48 and I just brought the side. Yeah. I said, hell no.
I ain't never been to no Steak 48. All right, you know I'm not ashamed to say it.
Pay for the size. Macaroni and cheese and some mashed potatoes.
I don't even eat red meat no more.
Man.
I'm a vegan.
Why are you coming to Steakhouse?
Why am I even in here? Why are you messing with them people?
Yeah. What is this? This show got off to a rough start, God dog. You talking about him feed? He don't like to put out and feed nobody.
I had to say because you was agreeing like, yeah.
That's right. Like, yeah, I'm sorry.
He's in a different category than we are.
My bad. I'm so sorry. I've been out of the game for far too long. All it is Chick-fil-A and hey, have a good day. But I forgot.
When I'm in a relationship with the right one, yes, that's my go-to. Hey, you hungry? That clears all, because I've cleared off the argument and everything else, yes. But when I'm trying to find the right one to date, I can't just throw that out at you like all willy-nilly, because y'all, yeah, let's go ahead. And you're going to take a picture of your food, your palate, and everything. And let me get that stuff real quick, baby.
Get your ass off the damn camera. Yeah.
Taking selfies and stuff like you had a. I'm eating good, y'all. Like,
no, the one that paid for it, take a picture now.
Hey, let me get that picture real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right, you know, take the picture from me. That, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the right angle. Don't be that guy.
The struggle is real, guys. The struggle.
Oh, man. Boy, y'all wouldn't. Boy, some of y'all want me cold blood. Take a picture of me right here. I want to see. I'm sure I'm at Steak 48 eating good.
This is clear. Topic. I think we need to take.
Wait, we did go on time. My bad. Oh, let me shake it off. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, touchy topic.
That's why I ain't got no data on Valentine's Day now. Let me spend all that money. That's
all right. All right, get out of here.
We got a show to do. So, Super Bowl is coming on. Congratulations to the Chiefs, to Andy Reid and what's the boy's name?
Patrick Mahomes. Don't forget about Eric Bieniemy, because he's part of it too. Okay.
Yes. Yes, he is. So shout out to the champs, man. Two-time champs on the Andy Reid's. As the coach, Patrick Mahomes was in another world. Boy, that ankle wasn't as bad as we thought it was.
His name ain't Patrick Mahomes no more. It's Mahomes boy.
Well, came and went. That was a smart play down. I mean, people would probably complain about it, like why they ran the clock out and everything. Hey, man.
Look. I mean, because nobody was playing real defense, so
everybody
would have went back down and scored again. So that was smart that they mm-hmm. you know, ended it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, shout out to them, man. Smart play. Savvy play. And but everybody's talking about Riri performance. And listen, man. So, when she came up on screen, mm-hmm. I caught when she rubbed her belly. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd. I'm like, wait a minute. Then as the camera backed up, She got a little belly going on. Got a little belly. That's why I be telling women when I see them pregnant. Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, maybe I thought she ate some ribs before she went out there.
Just hey,
the extra wing. But then I was like, oh wait, she is pregnant.
Yeah.
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 Shout out to ASAP Rocky. He spin the block. He ain't wait no time.
His name. Stay true to his name. ASAP.
ASAP.
I mean, I'm not blaming you, brother. That's Riri. Splendid.
So them 6 weeks was up, you know? He was like, huh? Oh.
That's why the doctor say, man, you better wait 6 weeks. You're gonna be right back here again.
Yeah, because I didn't know, because I posted it, and then women was talking about, yeah, you real, like, women are real fertile, you know, after they, you know, had, I like, I never knew.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, doctor said, yeah. See, yeah. You wait 6 weeks. Well, doctor, guess what? I done waited 12 years now. So, whoo-hoo, me.
Yeah, man. I was like, wow.
Waited 12 years, and I'm still waiting 12 years. I'm going to wait 12 more.
Yeah, man. And everybody's talking about her performance and stuff. That's like, that was a trash Super Bowl performance. That was a trash halftime show. Okay, so she's pregnant. What all you want her to do? I mean, she did more than what she could do. Like, me personally, she up there twerking and everything. Well, she twerked a little bit or whatever. And then the little platforms going up and down. I'm concerned for my wife. Now, I think they're about to get married, I believe. Are they whatever, you know?
They never mentioned that.
Yeah, I'll be concerned with these platforms, and my child is up there, and my wife, and my girlfriend, a white belly. That's what I'm concerned about. So, I mean, y'all stop hating on this woman. Yeah. Stop doing that.
I think the trend with Rihanna is that her fans is never going to be satisfied. They wasn't satisfied, you know, 6 years of waiting, and then they get that, and then they like, oh, we're not satisfied. She go on tour, they're not going to be satisfied. They get album, not going to be satisfied. It's like it's trendy now. Because for 6 years, they kept on, was like, Rihanna, where's the album? Rihanna, where's the music? And now she gave you a performance, and you still ain't satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave it to you pregnant.
Yes.
But she did good, too. She had a big catalog, so, you know.
Yeah. And she really don't have to do anything. She's a billionaire. She's in a different
level. I was just about to say that.
Spending money is good. I wouldn't drop an album for 7 years, either.
I'd be like Outkast. You see, Outkast ain't dropped nothing since we was, what, out of high school? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. I'm sorry. I know, right?
Hey, April the 14th.
Speaking of bugs. But yeah, man, she really don't have to do anything. Like, you know how hard it is? Like, I don't know if everybody's seen that clip of Michael Jackson talking about touring and everything. It takes a lot out of people to tour. Yeah, we are fans. We want to see our favorite stars and everybody, you know, tour and the music and everything. But in all honesty, it can be a lot on those people.
Taxing, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely taxing.
Yeah, very taxing.
Very taxing, yeah. Madonna even said that, too, when she did a world tour. And after they do them world tours, bro, that's the world tour. You're touring the world, okay?
Yeah, there were constant paparazzi and fans and all. Where do you have your peace to just chill and, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
right. Yeah. That's the sacrifice of being an entertainer. Yeah.
That's back-to-back shows. Like, back-to-back show.
You got to get the same energy every time.
Every time, yeah.
And if you're not a singer, boy, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you missed one note. Look how fast everybody go viral. When who was that last? Just look like, was it Nelly? And then it was somebody else who had a bad note on stage. And then just everybody, that one moment, he may have just been off a little bit. But thinking about, he then did all these shows, and you know, you missed one note. Oh, look at him. He can, Life Jennings, that was the other one. He missed it, you know. Now everybody talking about he can't sing no more. I'm like,
man, look, man.
Stop buying his concert tickets. Anyway, that's all.
Telling you for real. And speaking of performance, NBA All-Star Weekend has come and gone, or is here. Man, that celebrity All-Star game, bro. We get good laughs when we see some of our favorite celebrities come through and play some pickup basketball. Mm-hmm. Spice. What was that little dribble he did, Mikey?
Boy, Spice Adam's so funny, man. He always he man, it's just hilarious. He made a own lane for himself after football. I'm telling you, he is hilarious. He is
Yes.
very hilarious. Someone hit a 3-point shot, half court,
Oh, The
celebrity.
Miz. The Miz. For all our wrestling fans out there, Mike The
That's
Miz.
right. That's
Yeah.
right. Yeah.
Mike The Miz. And then everybody's talking about that too. They said that Raw, that when he comes back to Raw on Monday night, that promo about to be fired because they waved it off. And so, but that was still a great shot though.
It was a great shot. It was a
Yeah.
great shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it yet, but I recorded it, so I'm gonna go back and watch.
Now, the real question that needs to be answered here when you mention the All-Star game, it's been a lot of people upset with the last dunk contest last year. I heard Stephen A. Smith go went off. He said it was terrible. It was absolutely atrocious. He used words like that. And you know, I had to look for it look at it myself because somebody was saying it was so bad, and it was. It was bad.
It was that bad. I ain't
It
miss your chance.
was that bad. It was bad. So like
Dang.
when you think of dunkers nowadays, you think of like if you're not paying attention to basketball, Ja Morant is one of them, right? I don't think he's in it. Then they got another guy. His name sounds just like Shannon Sharp, but it's called Shaylen Sharp or something like that. He played for Toronto. He's out of it. He was in it and he's out of it. So Stephen A. Smith had a good idea to get these dunkers that you see on Instagram, get them into the dunk contest, and whoever wins $1 million, this runner up gets 500,000, and then a third guy gets 100,000. I think that that is a good idea because if they're not, you know, putting no effort into it, man. Because come on now, let's be for real. Who all watches the NBA All-Star game for what? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that is true. I agree. That's a really good idea. Or yeah, get them from like you said.
Like we got who's the king dunk out here in Houston was Sir Isaac, if I'm not mistaken. He's like
Yeah.
that he won all those dunking competitions. Like get like somebody like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I have seen some guys that, I mean, it's just
Yeah.
like how? And Stephen A. Smith got a point. So maybe that's something that they might do
Yeah.
next year or something like that. You know, who knows? You know,
Yeah.
it all depends, you know, because who knows? But
Yeah.
that is a good idea though.
That's a great idea. Or
Yeah.
you can even have like the people from IG versus the what's name?
The
The
pros,
professionals,
yeah,
the
the
pros.
professionals, yeah.
Yeah. Have do it like that, make it interesting.
Yeah.
Talk to Ice Cube and say, hey, get some of them old. Well, not the dunk contest, but them old for the. Not that. I was about to say, don't get them.
Bro, Vince Young and Corey Maggette, they ain't
Nah,
got it like that, bro. No, 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 no,
no,
no,
no.
no, no.
I was about to say, at a different event, take away the dunk contest and at a different event, have the pros versus some people from Ice Cube's camp go against some other guys or whatever. But not the dunk. Basketball, not the dunk.
They say somebody also suggested just moving the placement, put the 3-point contest as the main event instead of in the dunk contest in the middle between the skills
See,
challenge. Yeah.
that, see, it's to me, honestly, I think it's being shifted, you know, because the threes gets the most, whoa, like that gets, whoa, you know, that gets the wow factor. When back then, bro, you had like Clay, Blake Clay, or I forgot his name, that played for the Clippers. He's jumping over Kia. He's
Oh,
jumping
Blake
over.
Griffin, yeah,
Blake
stuff,
Griffin, yeah, Blake Griffin, he's
yeah.
jumping over a whole car, and you know, and man, it's not like how it used to be. So
No.
I don't see how it's gonna be this year. Who knows?
Yeah. I need y'all to be more creative. I need you to show your creativity.
Yeah, show your creativity.
Your creativity. Yeah, man. So, yeah. I totally agree with y'all on that right there. So yeah. So y'all stay locked in. We're about to get into the Critics Corner to talk about some entertainment news. Don't go nowhere, just acting up show. Welcome to the Critics Corner. ladies and gentlemen, this is what we talk about, entertainment news. Yes, indeed. But before we get into that, don't forget to check out Joffrey's VIP room. Y'all, yes. I'm still on the whole Last of Us kick. Got to update my subscription, pay for my bill real quick so I can watch the episode. Yes, but yes, The Last of Us. It's the episode 5 was man. Perfection. Yeah. Smart move, too, by airing it that Friday night, not playing it during the Super Bowl because y'all wasn't gonna get it.
That was smart.
For some reason, I felt like they was going to be okay until the actual Super Bowl came around. I'm like, no.
No. That's your Super Bowl is an American holiday, bro. You might as well call it American holiday, man. So yeah. So speaking of holidays and snow and everything, sorry, I couldn't find an even more creative way. I'm sorry, don't mind me, y'all. Snowfall is back, and I've been waiting for it. We've been waiting for it. Highly anticipated series. This is what is. What, 6 season, I think?
With the bodies.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. That's a wedding. That's a wedding to remember right there, boy.
I gotta let it build. I gotta let that build. Build. I don't know how many episodes they think?
They usually go by 10.
10? Okay, cool.
This is season finale, so you know they may give us an extra one or two. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think that they're going to do a part one and part two? Because that seems like the theme of the part one and part two.
Oh, well, that's Netflix right there.
That's Netflix. Yeah, this is FX. FX, yeah. They ending.
Well, The Walking Dead, they did like part four.
That is true. They had part four.
And that's all the way in AMC. They had part four. And I think Better Call Saul had part two.
That is true. Hey, we're gonna see what happens with it, man. We're gonna see. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I got my TV marked, ready to watch. Yeah, man. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't mind me right quick. So Ant-Man came out in theaters, of course, and it seems like online critics are bashing it, but people go to theaters and they said that they are actually enjoying what they see.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is that it's a man that either grows big, tall, or small. He controls ants. What else you want the man to do? So I'm going to watch it. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to go watch it and see it and enjoy it, man. So
I think people are learning to just not even listen to the critics at this point.
Yeah, it's to ease his own, man. I don't pay no mind to it. You know what I'm saying? I heard it too. I heard it was good, but it wasn't great. IGN be the first one to tell you if it's good or great before the movie even really comes out. So I don't know. It's just you be your own judge about it. You know, I just want to see. I want to see Kang. That's what I want to see. I mean, I saw all both of the Ant-Mans, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm not a big fan of the Ant-Man, but I gotta go see, you know, Kang. Crazy part is I never seen all the Ant-Mans in the theaters. I always wait till you get on demand. But this one I'm going to go watch.
Yeah, I got a free 4DX ticket from the last movie I went seeing 4DX. They messed up, so I got my free ticket. I'm gonna go.
Oh, nice. Also, what's nice, this Ice-T had a message for all you haters because he just got his Hollywood Walk of Fame. He got a star. Dope. Well deserved. And before he left the podium, he said, I got something else for you haters. I'm going to give y'all something else to hate on me. Go on, Ice-T, boy. That's my dog right there, man. I don't care.
We talk about Ice-T and his one-liners. It's been a good week. Because they gave him an episode this past week.
Yeah.
Well, it was focused on, like, Ice-T was, like, the main focal point. He had more than just that. You gonna go do that, Liv. He had more lines. He had to do some acting. I was like, all right, Ice-T. Have a week.
Man, that's the
sleep on. I don't know why people want to sleep on that boy Ice-T saying, oh, he's just a one-liner. Have you not seen New Jack City?
Bro, oh, yeah.
I was, okay.
Specifically, right. I was talking about SVU, but...
Man, I love New
Not
Jack
seen
City,
New
man.
Jack City. I give you one better. Have you not seen Trust? Have you not seen Trespass?
Trespass, New York Undercover.
New York Undercover.
Well, we hated him
we
on
know
New
he
York
can act.
Undercover.
Well, we hated him. Oh, we hated him on New York Undercover.
Became a shout-out girl.
Man, we hated him on New York Undercover. I never forget that episode when they brought his character back and they was playing that James Brown got to get some payback.
Yeah,
and he was
boy.
locked up in jail. I said, man, Malik Yoba, boy, you in for the worst.
Yeah, man. I want to go back and watch New York Undercover just because of that. Shut up. If I see his flowers.
Know what I'm saying, man. That's why I never understood why people said that Ice-T is a one-liner. Like, have y'all not seen Trespass? You know, all these movies and TV shows. Man, that man been putting in that work now.
Yeah.
I think people just get caught up in what they, you know, because it's all about what they see currently.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why, you know.
Right. The man is putting some work, ladies and gentlemen. He has. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, well, this came out of left field, beyond this right here. Judge Mathis and the People's Court is getting canceled.
Excuse
I'm like,
me,
oh.
Ma'am? Yeah. Was it because of the crackhead, ma'am?
Oh, man.
Excuse me. They canceled.
Oh, man. Shout out to Judge Mathis, man. People's Court, man. That's daytime TV right there, man.
Daytime. That is daytime TV.
Yeah.
It makes sense though, because that how long that's been around? Two shows been around for a long time, and it's so much salacious TV out there now. And they got those like Baby Daddy Court, or what is the one, Paternity Court, which is much more scandalous now. Like
Relationship Court.
They got
Judge Mathis was more of like, I'm gonna get it, you know. I'm gonna talk you. I'm gonna talk down on you, and then I'm gonna give you some game, and then I'm gonna send you on your way. And then People's Court been around for like, what, the 70s or what, 80s or something, 80s or something like that. It's been around for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, it has.
And it's like you gotta compete against those other type of shows. They even gave Steve Harvey a judge show. He ain't a judge.
They did. They gave Steve Harvey.
All he do is be cracking jokes. All he be doing is cracking jokes from up there.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to compete against that?
Man, shout out to Steve Harvey, because I don't want him to look at this and say, oh, you making fun of me? Nah, we ain't making fun of you, Bob, man.
Steve going to cuss out. He going to cuss us out.
We're just giving you your flowers, man, because Steve Harvey will pull up them records and say, this is how much I get paid for playing a judge.
Yes, he will. He's putting some work, too. What's his name? Power Book 2 trailer has just dropped. Trailer looks fire. It looks good. I'm still laughing at the fact that what this doggone boy need to go. Tariq, just go to just go to school.
Just going to school.
What you kids, man. Gotta
always be in the song. Just go.
Just go to class. You don't gotta be gangster. But I'm still gonna watch it though. Gonna watch it. Oh yeah, Hopefully he get a car this season. So the main character don't got a car. That's funny. Power Book 2 trailer. It's coming. Power Book 2 comes out in March. And this kind of tripped me out right here. They're just doing live action with these cartoons now. You have How to Train Your Dragon live action, and Zach Galifianakis will be, I believe, Stitch in a live action movie.
Lilo and Stitch, yeah.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
Zach Galifianakis. Oh, yeah, Hangover.
Hangover, yeah. Yeah, the one talking about Wolfpack and all that with the...
Yeah, the Hangover.
Yeah, man. Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon. I guess How to Train Your Dragon is going to be, Game of Thrones without the other stuff that they do on Game of Thrones. If you've seen Game of Thrones, whew, boy, it gets kind of deep. But, yeah.
On a side note, and this is kind of left field, but then it's not, How to Train a Dragon reminds me so much of Harry Potter. And here's the deal, right? Harry Potter got this new game called Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah. But
they got the game looking like Grand Theft Auto. I don't get Harry Potter. I just don't get it.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
I tried to see it. I had the flu one time, and I tried to see it on HBO Max because they got them all. Yeah. I'm like, this ain't for me.
It's, you know, and it's crazy too, because I, as much as I am into, you know, that stuff, I never really got to Harry Potter. I never got into it. I got to Lord of the Rings for a bit, but I never really got to Harry Potter. I don't know. But hey, it has a very large fan base, of course. But yeah, man.
Well, shout out to them, I guess, and
So yeah.
shout out the Hard Works. I'm enjoying the TikToks. They
Yeah,
show like
man.
the little floating old school car, and someone say, "This is how it is when you got your financial aid check refund money. You hit a
Stupid.
bang in the back." That is hilarious, bro.
That
And
is hilarious.
it makes me want to buy it, but then I'm gonna return it right back because I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
Hey man, I kind of didn't want to buy it just to see what it's all about. But
Right.
back to the Lilo and Stitch real quick. Hopefully, I don't know how it's gonna look live action. I mean, they getting, I mean, they just want to do live action now. They're just trying to find something different to do. I mean, hey, cool. Hopefully, the Stitch don't look frightening when they do it, because Stitch is Stitch. If y'all haven't seen Lilo and Stitch, go look at Stitch. You ask yourself, do you want to see something like? I mean, I'm not no hate, no shade. Just saying, Stitch looked terrifying as hell in real life, probably. I don't know. Teeth and eyes and shit.
Why don't they just do a live action Recess? That'd be a dope one.
That'll be dope.
Yeah.
I'm off
Yeah,
of
yeah. I'm not too trusting about these live actions now, because that Lion King was whew.
garbage.
Yeah. Man,
He
tell
said garbage.
me. Man.
It
And
was
some other breaking news, man. I Am Legend will be coming out. Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan will be a part of it as well too. They said that, okay, so Will Smith is still alive in I Am Legend. What they're doing is they're taking that other alternate ending where he survived. That's the what they're leading with. So that's why Will Smith is still alive in this one.
wait a
So
minute, it's an alternate ending.
yeah, there's two endings to what's the name? I Am Legend.
Bro, I never seen the alternate ending.
Really? Yeah, the one is where he blows himself up, grenade.
Right.
The other one is where he actually opens up the door and the zo infected zombie guy comes in and takes his wife back, and he, and Will Smith here and go on about his merry way. So yeah, that's I guess that's the ending that they're going with from what they're saying. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
When is it coming out?
It's gonna be wild, brother.
All right, then. I ain't looking forward to
Yeah, I want to see what they do. Two more things before we close out this segment. 50 Cent scores a major deal with Fox.
it. Yo.
Yeah.
Hey,
So.
y'all here in Houston, so hey, you may want to, cast
Hey, yeah, say that's
it's out here,
yeah, hey, 58. Hey, listen, you in Harris County, they say. Now, come on down. Come on down.
Man, like for real, man. But yeah, I love that. That's what's up. That's cool. But like you said,
And also,
50.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Also, he also celebrated his 20th anniversary. Oh, that makes me feel old. Of Get Rich or Die Trying.
Bro, 20 years.
Yeah.
I remember when it dropped. I was in high school. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Hey man, it's all good, boy. We seasonal.
Yeah.
Don't you understand, Chris, that you are seasonal? See, at that time, you was just like raw fish. You wasn't filleted. You didn't have a season. Now you seasoned, Chris. You and James is seasoned.
Man.
Still keep it all black and up top.
It don't matter if you got gravy and salt and pepper.
It's all gone.
See, when they look at us, they look at 401k job. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Wisdom,
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
stability,
You're right.
home owner.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'll put this all up. Let me write this down. Put this on my. I'm going on the dating app. I am a home owner
God fearing, hey,
Yeah. With the air fryer.
there you,
I
hey,
build
there you go,
connection.
air
Doggone
fryer,
it.
there you go.
that my beard connects. Shoot. All
Got
that.
Doggone right. Shout out to all the men with the connect beards.
And the air fries.
And the air fries.
Don't you call me old school when I step on that basketball court. Get old school. I'm 34. Shut up.
And we all go to bed after 9. Even on our off days.
I need a nap before I go anywhere else.
Oh, man, naps are just the greatest these days.
Yeah, we take our naps. We take our naps seriously over here, guys.
Take my naps. Play around. Pride. I don't care. That's right. You can talk about them all you want to.
That's right.
My goodness. Last but not least, to finish this segment off, we got our – well, yeah, we just have to, you know – tell this man thank you for what he has done. I was going to say this for the bouncing act, but you know, it's Black History Month, so that's for later on. But Bruce Willis, man, this is sad and unfortunate news. His health has took a turn for the worse, and it is he's been diagnosed with full-on dementia. And we have to pretty much, you know, just... We feel bad for the guy. Of course, there's dementia. We want to, you know, pray arts and prayers his family, because you know you never want to see anyone in your family go through some hard times like this, battling any illness whatsoever. And Bruce Willis is, you know, well respected, well loved. One of our action stars we grew up watching. We still gonna debate.
Right.
Forever about is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes, it is. One and number two. Set the tone for action films. And not only that, but he is a great actor. He's been in some movies, not just action movies, but he's been in some hits. Sad to see, you know, people that you grew up watching that were, you know, your iconic actors going to this, yeah. Things like this. So I have to give a shout out to, you know, Bruce Willis, man, and his family. So he, you know, he is love, and they are there with him. So yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest coming through. This is my boy from all the way from Chicago, Chi-Town, Jay Jeremiah. Come on, bro. Y'all stay locked in. Just like them show. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest in the building. Been trying to get this young man on here for quite some time, but you know, that's how life is sometimes. Without further ado, Jay Jeremiah.
Yo.
Nice to meet y'all. Nice to meet y'all, man.
All right, nice to meet you, bro.
Man, what's up, man? I met this dude in Chicago along with William. Cool dude. I was going to tell you and William, everybody else that was there, y'all welcomed me with open arms, and it was dope and cool just to meet y'all when I met y'all in Chicago, man. And I felt like I'm part of y'all, so yeah.
Yeah, man, it was real nice to meet you, man. Like, the way it happened, it was, like, perfect. Like, we ain't know each other from a can of paint, bro. Like, it just happened, bro. And, like, man, we've been cool ever since, man. It was perfect.
Yeah, man, been cool ever since. And, And Jay just recently got I was praying for this man, dude. He recently had, you know, deal with COVID, and you know he was, you know, under the weather and everything. So happy that you are feeling better and healthier.
Yeah,
trust and understand.
Definitely. That was I think this was my second time getting it, even though I was vaccinated. And this one, it felt like it hit harder. It took a while. I feel like I've been sick this whole year, basically already. Even when I recently just went to LA, I was low key sick a little bit. Then I came back; it just hit worse.
But, I think we all done caught it at least once or twice.
Yeah. The first time I didn't know I had it because I didn't have any symptoms. Second time recently, oh man, I felt that one.
Yeah.
Can't stand it, man. Well, like I said, we glad that you're feeling good, feeling healthy. Thanks for joining us on the show, man. Bright and early like the orange juice, bro. You in now, man. So let's get into these questions.
Let's get it.
So we always ask, I guess, what got you started with this journey, man? What's your story in acting? What got you started?
My story is I was a shy kid growing up. I didn't talk to nobody. I was really to myself a lot. And I believe it was when I was 13 years old, I went to my church's summer camp. It was a performing arts camp. And I met a lot of good people there that's still friends to this day. And like they kind of pushed me to like act, because we had to put on a showcase at the end of the summer before everybody went to school and everything like that. And ever since then, man, I just fell in love with it. Like, I start opening up more in my regular life. And then, like, I just wanted to do it. I stopped doing it for a little bit because I was focused on, like, basketball and everything like that, because I wanted to play that. That was always my plan A. Plan B was really, like, nursing school and everything like that. And then, man, I remember one time when I was, like, 16, it hurt me so hard because at the end of camp, we had like this award ceremony of the best actor, and I was nominated for it. And my other friend, who I'm friends to this day, he was nominated as well. And I didn't win, and it really hurt me. Like, I ain't never felt that pain before. And everybody kept coming up to me like, "You should have won, you should have won, you should have won." I was like, "Yeah, I know, but it is what it is." But I remember going home and then like, man, I don't want to do it no more. Mm-hmm. And I stopped doing it at 16. I stopped. I didn't want to do it no more. I didn't have the confidence and nothing like that. So I focused strictly on basketball, focused on school and everything like that. And then I had my son when I was 22, 23. I couldn't play basketball no more. My knees wasn't the same as it was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Didn't want to do nursing school because I felt like I was doing it for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, like, what do I really want to do? I had to figure something out. And when I realized that, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. It took me 2 years to really start, because I started back in 2021 professionally, got signed and everything like that. And I found the love again. I found the confidence again. I felt like I was me. So I've been through a lot. Homeless at like 15, when I was 9 years old. I'm not supposed to be here. When I was 9 years old, man, I was supposed to die. Like, literally. I was in the hospital for 3 weeks before Christmas time. I was 9 years old. And they didn't know what was wrong with me. I had really bad stomach pain, really bad back. I couldn't walk. They admitted me into the hospital. I was in the hospital for like 3-4 weeks. Wow. They didn't know what was wrong with me. To this day, they still don't know, because it happened again when I was 18. And at that time, when I was 18, I was homeless again. That was my second time being homeless. So it was a lot of things that came into play, like, that made me who I am today and pushed me to where I'm supposed to be at right now. So yeah. I'm just blessed, man. I'm just blessed.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's what's up. Man,
thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for sharing that with us, man.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know. But yeah. I think a lot of people need to hear that right there, you know, from how you homeless and everything else, and where you at now, man. That's
a journey. That's the blessing in the storm right there.
For sure, man.
Let me ask you this. So describe that feeling when you booked your first gig. Like, was you nervous? Was you excited? Was it like, was you just like, okay, let's go, let's amped up?
Man. Oh man, I don't even know, man. Like, my first gig, like, professionally, is different from when I did something independently. When I did something independently, me and a group of guys, we made a movie on YouTube. It has over 1 million views. It's called Bound, the Chicago Story, about everything that goes in Chicago, different things, you know, stuff like that. That feeling was okay, because I was getting, like, you know, praise for everybody. And that's what, like, really took me to the place where I need to be at. Like, I want to do this professionally now.
Mm-hmm.
So when I booked my first gig professionally, man, I was on top of the world. Like, I felt like can't nobody say nothing to me, nothing like that. It was actually Chicago PD, by the way. And, man, I was nervous as crap on set, though. But after everything, you know, went through, I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here, you know? Like, you get right. That feeling like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Because it's like a high that you can't get.
Yeah.
Once you're there, that high is going to instantly carry on to everything else next. You're going to want to keep getting that high. Yeah. Like, it was amazing high, bro. And I don't smoke or anything like that. So I don't know what it is to feel like high, but that felt like what everybody else be feeling.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. What you like to do on your downtime besides play basketball because I can still, you know, when once a hooper is always a hooper.
Always a hooper, yeah. I still do that a lot. But downtown, man, I like to write. I write poems, write short stories. I'm currently writing a short film. It's a horror movie right now. And play video games. That's my main thing. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So now since you in the, cause we both got a little gamer in us, all three of us.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite game?
That's tough. Harry Potter, Hogwarts Legacy is
what
is we is the game. Also, that's the game right now. Like, when I say I'm addicted to that game, like, that's part of the reason I stayed up too late last night because I'm supposed to start studying.
Okay, hold on. Before you go any further, right? We just was talking about that game during our last, you know, segment or whatever.
Oh, wow. Right?
Let me ask you this question. You a fan of Harry Potter? You like Harry Potter?
I'm a big fan. Like, I put my girl on it. Like, she was glued to it now. She still got to finish the last two movies, but I told her, like, look, let me know when you're ready because I'm ready. Like, she didn't understand when this game came out. She didn't understand. I told her, like, look, I'm sorry. I need to play this game. I love you. You know I love you. I'm be here for you regardless. I need to play this game.
Oh, man. Well, that answers my question, James.
We got to get Harry Potter now. We got to get it.
We got to watch the movie. I'm so cool. I can't get into Harry Potter. That's why I was like, you know, it's a big craze about this game. So I'm like, man, I would love to play it, but I'm just not a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, once you get into the movies, like after you get through the first two, you're going to be glued. Like, you're going to be glued. Okay. You got to have no distractions, though. Like, you got to be focused on it, basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So now I gotta see that. I gotta get
so you gotta get that Harry Potter going now.
We'll just talk about it.
We was talking about it.
I was like, because like no lie, I thought about getting it just because everybody. I was like looking at something. I was like, this is kind of dope right here. I might want to go ahead and get into this. That's the one part of our childhood that I missed.
Right.
Like for real, because I guess because I was intimidated by the books, and I love like anything dealing with like, you know, knights and, you know, and all that stuff, but I never got into it. But I got, thank you, Jay, confirmation right there.
Yeah, man. I put everybody onto that. Everybody loved it. No one said anything bad, but other than that, though, like I play 2K a lot. Call of Duty.
Talk on this one.
I play a lot of 2K, me and my homies. Like I got like 10 different builds. They all 90 plus, 99 and stuff. So I'll be addicted to that every now and then. But yeah, it's just right now it's the Harry Potter game, 2K, Madden, Spider-Man. Can't leave that out. Like I still play that every now and then too. Like
yes.
No matter how many times I beat it, it still feels good to play it. Like
This guy's a gamer. Yeah, I like it. That's what's up, bro.
Tell
us about Chicago. Like, you know, coming to the city, like, what is the must go to spots that you would tell anybody that comes to Chicago to visit?
Anything pizza, anything deep dish. That's the spots. Like, my favorite and my girl's favorite is Giordano's. They have the best deep dish. Downtown, the Water Tower. Water Tower isn't what it used to be, but it's still a nice attraction to go to for tourists and everything like that. And of course, the Bean and the plays out here, like the Chicago Theater. Mm-hmm. That's a spot. That is a spot to go to.
Mm.
Like nice. Seriously,
for real. Okay, that's dope, man. So when I went, you was right about what's the name? Cause I got a deep dish. It was right down the street from the it was right down the street from the hotel that we all met at for cabs. And bro, so when I got the pizza, like the lady, she came out to me and my uncle was there, and my uncle didn't put me on game. I just want to get it because I was like, okay, get a deep dish. And so the lady was like, okay, you want like a single slice or you want the whole thing? And I was like, I put my chest out with confidence. They bring the whole thing here. And she said, You're not from here, are you? I said, man, bring it here. I'm gonna eat all of it. She sat there, plate down, and I'm like, It was good, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna finish this, man.
Yeah. One slice is the rule. Always one slice. And the second one, take it home. Eat it for lunch the next day.
you know what's so crazy is, you know, people that are not from Chicago, so they're not used to certain things in Chicago, like the pizza and this and that and the third. This is funny, right? Justin Fields is the Chicago Bears quarterback. So he recently got on like an interview. Someone was talking to him, and he said that I wish Chicago had a dome stadium because it's hard for me to throw in the cold. And I'm listening to these sport analyst guys, and they like, why he had to go say that? Like, they about to trade him during the draft. It's like, it's Chicago. What else do you expect? Like, it's Chicago, Green Bay, it's going to be cold. And everybody say the same thing. They say that Chicago cold is so different from any other cold.
It is. It is. It is. I stay in Indiana, but I'm close to Chicago. So whenever I go, I'll be like, this look different, like, from Indiana. Like, Indiana cold, cool. But you go to Chicago, oh, nah. Nah. So I get what you said when he said that. I actually listened to that interview, too. That's crazy you said that. And I was like, I don't blame him for saying it because it's so true. Like, you can't feel your fingers. Like, that's how bad it is. When it get cold, it's bad. But, Chicago cold is different. It's different.
That's cool. That's what's up. Y'all just stay in Chicago with that, because every time when it gets cold in Texas, they go, ooh, hey, this ain't nothing. We in Chicago. In Chicago, this ain't nothing. And we all out here closing schools.
39 degrees out here right now. We like, oh, my God.
Well, we shutting it straight down. In Houston, we shutting it down.
Straight up, man. It's ridiculous, bro. I'm telling you. Let any ice hit the highway, whatever, they will block
it down.
Everything.
We done. Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous. Like, my old supervisor, he from Chicago. And he was telling me about y'all got black ice or something like that or something. And like, he was saying that if somebody in Chicago walking down the street and people are just falling, they're not helping nobody up because you see it all the time. You just straight up just keep walking. You see what it is. And when I was out there too, y'all told me, you were saying, James, you came here at the right time because it was not like extra cold that weekend. So bro, I went to the beach, bro.
How come you told me that?
Yeah.
I swear, I was like, this dude don't know what it is out here. Like, you missed it by a week, bro. Like, you wouldn't be thinking about no beach.
He went to a beach. He went to the beach.
Dude, it was funny. Cause I said, because Jay was like, hey, what all have you done? I said, went here and get some pizza. I said, I went to the beach. It was really nice. And he's like, you went to the beach? And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty nice. He's like, you know how cold it was? Oh, man.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. So, next question, man. So, we know that you were in a dark comedy called was it The Immigrants?
Yeah, Immigrants, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. Share what you can share about that, The Immigrants, because we haven't heard
of it. Yeah, I can't share too much of it because I signed an NDA and everything. But it's a really nice dark comedy. The director made it off of something that happened to him personally in his life when he was at the barbershop, and the barber was basically like, "I don't cut your kind of people hair." So that's where the dark humor comes from, makes it a comedy and everything like that. But man, like every cast member was so cool. Like, the story is really, 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 really grounded and really funny. And it has a good message in it, too. That's where the dark part comes from a little bit. Like, yeah, we're laughing and stuff like that, but there's really a darkness behind this. Like, why are we really talking about this? Like, people are still being racist and everything like that. No matter if you're black, you know, he's not black. He's literally, I forgot his nationality, but he's not black. So it happens to everybody. Not just us and everything like that. So it was when he told me the story, because we sat down on like a little 10-minute break, and he pulled me aside. He told me why he you know, casting me, everything like that. He was like, you're the only person that did it how I wanted the person to do it. And he was like, that's why I casted you. And that made me feel good too. And then he was telling me, like, I really want this to open a lot of people's eyes up. Like, he was getting emotional and everything. And I love directors like that. Mm-hmm. Not that it, you know, I don't want that to happen to everybody, but when it hits home like that and you care so much, that means a lot to me, because that means you care about the story, you care about us as actors and everything like that. You want everything to be right and everything to be told the way it's supposed to be told. Nothing hidden. So it's good. They're finishing editing everything right now. I know it's supposed to be streaming sometime in March. Might be the middle end of March. So we're still getting confirmation on that. But the trailer is coming probably the beginning of March, the first week. That's what it's looking like.
Okay. Let me yeah. What has been like the biggest challenge that you faced as an actor? Like, what's been the most challenging thing for you?
That's a good question. I would say, honestly, I would say two. The first one is not knowing how you did. That's like, that really drives me crazy. When I first started this in 2021, I didn't know that part. Like, all this self-taping and stuff like that, I'm used to going in rooms and auditioning and stuff like that. So knowing that we have to self-tape and send it off to basically a vault, and not knowing if people looked at it or they like you or anything like that, like, that drove me crazy. Like, I really felt like I was having anxiety attacks when I first started. So as I got, you know, used to everything, knowing the business and everything like that, that's kind of subsided. So I'm not really worried about that, because one thing I noticed, if a casting director keep calling you in, they seen your stuff, they love your work, they just found the right role for you. That's how I look at it now. It puts me at ease. The second thing is trying to get ahead. That's like trying to get ahead, because you feel like, me personally, I feel like I put in a lot of work, a lot of hours into my craft, studying, doing my own content and everything like that. And you see everybody else, and that's where the comparing comes up. It's so hard not to compare yourself to where everybody else is. But that's where the grounded part comes into play, where you have to stay grounded, like, understand, like, that's their path. You have your own path. Mm-hmm. So try not to compare yourself, and just try not to worry about if they like you or not. I would say that's the biggest two things for me.
Now, you was in Chicago PD and Powerful Force. Tell us about your experience on both shows.
Two different, very different. PD was, since it was my first one, I was way behind the ears, so I didn't really know too much what to do. Just looking at everything was moving so fast for me, because I was like, I was trying to live in the moment, but it was like happening so fast. It was like, I'm trying to look at this, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to talk to the director and everything like that. The experience was really, really good. Cast was fun. The whole experience was good. But Power, that was different. It felt different, maybe because I'm a fanboy of it. But also, a lot of my guys, Chris D. Lofton, that's my mentor. He's the main character on there too. And just knowing that, you know, he was pushing for me to, you know, be on the show and everything like that. He was always telling me, like, kill every audition, all that stuff like that. It meant more, I would say. And then when I got to set, it just felt like family. Like, I'm cool with the director still. Her name is Shooter. She's directed Snowfall, Power, The Shy, a lot, P-Valley. She's directed a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, like, me and her really connected. She was just like, you know, be yourself. And it felt good. It felt at home. And then she actually added more scenes for me. That was the crazy part. Like, that like really made me feel like I'm feeling like I'm noticed. Like, you seeing my work and everything like that. That felt good. Just the whole experience, man. I cherish that. Like, it didn't feel like PD, where it was moving too fast. I felt in the moment everything was slowing down for me, and it felt like I was supposed to be there. It just felt good. Best experience so far. Best set experience so far. The food though was terrible, but I ain't gonna talk about that. The food was terrible.
You mean tell me nobody come make a deep dish run or something?
Oh man, I'm glad I ate before I went to set, because if I didn't, I would have been hungry that whole day, because I got to set at like 9. It was a couple days, so every day I got to set like 9. I didn't leave to like 12 at night, so I always ate before.
See, and that's the thing that educate the people. That's the thing that they don't tell you. It don't matter what you are. You are a sporting actor, leading role, background. You're gonna be there all day.
All day.
All day, and I don't care what that time say. What 9 to 5? No, you're gonna be there all day, and you might get some chips and some candy. Bro, and a high
seat
punch.
Right. If you're an A-list actor, you're gonna have your own, they're gonna have your pool right for you. They're gonna ask you what you want.
Yes.
But if you ain't an A-list actor, you're gonna get what they give you. Like,
bro.
Man, the best food I had so far was on PD. Immigrants, their food, because of the nationality, I didn't eat. So I had to wait from 7 in the morning to like 10 o'clock. At night in LA time to go eat some food. So I was hungry that whole day.
Boy, you fast. You fast. Boy, right
I
there.
Fast for real.
You fast for real. That was fast.
I'm man, let them know that, because people even say, we always get this every time. People are like, man, what y'all do? Y'all like, y'all having fun? Yeah, we're having fun. Yeah, let me come on set with you. You be like, give them that look like,
you sure you want to do? Do this?
Right.
Like that last time when it was all our friend Tashay is not here, but we was all on set one time for the Hip Hop Family Christmas that I posted, and we were there from the sun was out.
Yeah,
oh, the sun was out, bro.
It was like from 5 to 5,
bro. Bro, the sun was out, and that sun damn near came back up by the time we left. Like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
I haven't been through that yet.
And it was a party scene, so we was dancing all night, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
If you ever watched that movie, bro, it's that party scene. We were so tired. Oh,
I seen it. I you would think it wouldn't take that long. You feel me?
We'll talk about that behind.
We'll talk about that on camera. Some stuff that went on in between.
We'll holler at you after the camera.
Look at your homeboy and your homegirl from the side across the light.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude. But that's dope. And also, congratulations to you. You just recently signed with somebody else as well. Would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. I'm very happy that I signed with a manager with Arcos. They've been nothing but great so far. Yeah. Like the way it happened, I went live last week to talk about it. But the way it happened, I went in for a consultation to understand, like, you know, where should I go next in my career and everything like that. Yeah. Literally before we're about to get off of Zoom, she said, I want to sign you. I didn't ask, but I didn't go in for that. Like she literally said, I want to sign you. You have the look I want. You have the package. And for you to start, you know, professionally acting, the things you have booked already, I want you. Basically, that's what it was. And then we were just talking about, you know, God and everything like that. She was saying like her favorite scripture was Jeremiah 29:11. I said, that's literally my first tattoo. And I said, that's literally my favorite scripture. And that was my grandma, God rest her soul, her favorite scripture before she passed. And I was like, this is nothing but God. Like literally, man, like you can't make that up. Like the way it happened, man, it just felt good. I'm very happy with them. They've been getting me out for a lot of stuff. I'm just ready for the, I told her, like, I want to be on Ghost Tariq's show. I want to be on his show, trying to get on Blue Buds, because they're based in New York and L.A. too. But they do pretty much everything. They go all around and get you auditions. But I told her, like, look, I need that big stuff. I need that big stuff.
Yeah. That's what we all aiming for that right now, man.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned that you write as well. So you have aspirations to do things behind the camera as well?
Down the line, as I get older, for sure. I would love to direct a movie, TV show. That's something I do aspire to do eventually, because I have an eye for the actor and direction of where to go with, like, you know, a story and everything like that. So definitely, yeah, that would be pretty fun. Probably like when I'm in my 40s, thinking about doing that.
That's nice. Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. So, what, as far as your goals, what else you got on your goal list for this year? Because it's still early.
It's very early. My goal this year is to book at least one guest star, one recurring role. Recurring co-star, recurring guest star. Series regular might still be in play, but pilot season, typically they already got everybody they need by end of January, end of February. So that's still a goal, but that's still pending right now for maybe I'm going to set that for next year. But definitely guest star, recurring, and a couple more co-stars too. That's really my goal.
What is the best advice that you have received that you still helped you to this day?
I would say, honestly, something that resonates with me with a lot is just be yourself and not let anybody change you. Remember where you came from.
Right.
Because I see a lot of people in the industry, they get caught up a lot. And they forget, you know, who, you know, what started this. Like, that's where being grounded comes from. Like, you got to understand, like, where you came from to where you are now, that's going to continue to keep developing you and keeping you, you know, sane in the head, too, because you want to stay right mentally as well through the whole process, the whole journey. So I would say just, you know, stay yourself and not let anything change you. No matter how big the, you know, opportunity may be, don't let it change you. You're still Jeremiah. Still Jeremiah.
Yeah. Man, appreciate you for that, man. Well, this is the part. Well, I hate this part, but we gotta tell our guests that, you know, we gotta wrap it up and pack it in, man. So man, first and foremost, thank you again for joining us,
man, bro. No problem.
And we look forward to seeing, you know, the rest of your work. I know, you know, you got Power, you got The Immigrants, you got everything coming up. Man, the sky's the limit for you, man. You're very talented, brother. I seen some of your work. And I'm looking forward to see what you do next, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot, man.
Could you tell everyone where they can follow you or find you at?
Facebook, Jeremiah Latrell Caldwell. IG, _ Jada Actor. _ That's pretty much what I use mainly.
Okay, bet.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, the actor, Jeremiah Caldwell, man, bro, many blessings to you. Appreciate you again, man.
No problem, man. I appreciate y'all, man. For real.
And we are here at Act of the Fool. As Chris get ready, get warmed up, get ready.
It's not get ready to dance, just ready. Yeah. Oh.
Mike said, I don't want to see all that. I don't want to see that.
There you go. Back to it. Get ready. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. What's on the mind today for who's going to get the Acting the Food Award?
Well, we're heading over to the pond over yonder. Is that good enough British accents?
I like that.
Well, like
Britain. Okay. All right.
Actually, to London. Yeah, London, UK. A man. But let me ask you, how much do y'all like candy?
Bad for your teeth, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
A man who prosecutors said broke into a UK industrial park, stole about 200,000 chocolate Easter eggs, which he had recently pleaded guilty to the theft and criminal damage. Joby Poole, age 32, used a metal grinder to break through a gate at an industrial park in Telford, England. And then he used a stolen semi truck to tow away a trailer loaded with Cadbury cream eggs and other chocolate goods worth more than 31. Well, they weighed more than 31,000 pounds, but roughly about $38,000 in American funds, right? And when they stopped him on the highway, Poole walked towards the police with his hands up. He was arrested and the load was recovered, of course. He added that Poole had planned the theft and that he had previous convictions for mishandling stolen goods. So he entered his guilty plea for the theft of contents and the chain lock damage. So he's expected to be sentenced next month. But he really wanted them cranberry eggs, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is it that serious for cranberry eggs?
That's what I'm like.
It wasn't like a pre-planned. I mean, it was pre-planned, so it wasn't like it was like, you know, he knew what he was stealing.
Okay, so summarize this up for me, right? Mm-hmm. He stole some cranberry eggs.
Some chocolate cranberry eggs. Yep.
Reasons for.
I don't know the reasons why he stole
He just wanted it.
I don't know what you was gonna do with all that candy, but maybe he was gonna be peddling them out to the local, you know, places around Easter time. You know, Easter coming up, so who knows? Oh
man, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what does an Easter egg hate the most anyway? What day of the week does it hate the most?
What day of the week does an Easter egg hate the most?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fridays. Fry days. Get it? Fry eggs in the pan. Come on. No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I deserve better. We deserve better.
That reminds me though. That do remind me. I once fell for this girl named Candy, but I couldn't date her.
Why?
She was a total airhead. Come on. Come on, come on now. I know, come on, get it. She's a total candy airhead.
Come on.
Because we have to be very respectful of the different communities. What did the candy bar say when you asked for their pronouns? What did they say? How do they like to be addressed?
How would they like to be addressed? I'm curious. Well, how?
They like to be addressed as her, she. Get it? Her, she.
That's actually pretty, okay. All right. That's actually pretty good.
No, James, that's not.
What the thing? I need to
ask. No, James, that is not. You are enabling this such behavior. No, James, it is not.
That is comedy gold.
No, James, it is not.
No, it's not. I'm trying to make him feel good about himself, man. He put hard work into making these jokes now, Mike. You got to give him some type of credit.
I tried to give him some credit, man.
Hershey, what did the candy boy want there? Come on, Hershey.
No. All right, how about this? I tell you, you asked me for a joke. I tell you, okay, here. I just picked this up out of nowhere, all right? No, why did the Scarecrow got an award for its performance?
Why did he get it?
Because
he was outstanding in the field.
That's pretty good.
Let me see. Let me do like Mike. This is. I have to give it like a like a maybe a six.
Six.
Like
six.
A,
six.
Like a six.
Six. Yeah.
A six. Okay. All right. Okay.
Easy as you thought.
A for effort, gentlemen.
Hey, you do know that diarrhea is in your family genes.
What is happening now?
You do know that diarrhea is inherited, right? Do y'all know that?
How's it inherited?
Because it runs in your genes.
He talks about me, y'all. He talks about my jokes.
Yes, sir.
We went to the Twilight Zone on this one, right?
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
You flip.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to get into the Balancing Act. We're going to give a good shout out. So y'all stay locked in. Just Acting Up Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Balancing Act. Like I said at the beginning of this month, it's Black History Month, man. So we have to give praise and shout out to those of the black owned business. Gotta support your black owned business, man. And you know, I mean, I am black. We're black, so yes, we have to do that. But besides all that, yeah, I gave a quick shout out to I posted a Queens Touch cleaning business. Shout out to my homegirl, Charmaine Andrew Point, Amity Andrew Point. Love what you're doing. She took it upon herself to start her own business. Beautiful thing, love it. You want to deep clean and get your house, man? She gonna deep clean. She's good. I'm telling you. You can look at the before and after pictures for the results. Now, another person I want to highlight is another one of my friends. It won't just be my friends I'll highlight. It'll be others. If you saw, last week, I went down a whole list of people that got their own black owned business. And I will, bring those to everyone's attention. Got to get your flyers first. So, with that being said, a friend of mine, she was my sister in a play that I was in. And she has her own business. Very good business. She runs it with her husband, Robin. Her husband's name is Robin. And her name is Nikki. They have this building called, it's a business called Just Jars. Man, let me tell you something. They food, when I was, those late nights when we were studying our scenes and rehearsing, her food saved my life, man. Saved the whole cast life. Mm-hmm. Shrimp tacos, vegan food, man. And it was on point. Well seasoned. Yeah, healthy chips, everything. Of course, she got her drinks and everything. But she also has her own Jello shots as well. And she also sells sea moss. Oh, sea moss. Yes, y'all. And not only does she sell her own sea moss, her own drinks, her own healthy, tasty snacks, you can also book to hold an event there at their restaurant. Yes, you can book your event there. She had graduation events. People came there and, celebrated the family. Yeah, she had events like that over there. So, yeah, you can book your event there. And if you need the address, if you are nearby this location, or if you just want to go by and check it out for yourself and see what it's all about, the address is 507 North Sam Houston Parkway East, Suite 155. I'll say it again, 507 North Sam Houston Parkway East, Suite 155, Houston, Texas. Just Jars. So it's spelled JUSJARS. You can even send them a Gmail. So yeah, Just Jars. Trust me, you'll appreciate it.
Yeah. Sound good. I might have to get over there and get some of that sea moss.
Just mosey on over there. Just... I'm sorry, man. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. don't walk up to the counter like that, Chris.
Must don't be good. That's a happy food then.
What was that?
I don't know. That's that walk right there. Like you just what was that?
Look like he's about to sea walk.
Walking.
Oh, there.
Let me get some of that sea moss, and then don't walk up. Don't do that, y'all. She don't think y'all. She gonna laugh.
Sea moss so good, make you want to slap your mama.
Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
Wrong, really?
Wow.
Oh man.
The top of that
damn horn. Oh, man. Clap it in. Another great show in the books, man. Another great show, man. So, appreciate you, Jay, for stopping by. Man, that was a great interview, man. You stop by anytime. This is the good people that come to you, like, you can stop by anytime. So yeah, y'all got anything before we go?
Chris,
Well, you know, my quarter of the day is gonna come from me. So let's go with, you know, people, we got enough craziness in the world. And when you come across genuine people, you know, treat each other with well. Don't treat genuine people in your life with disrespect. Treat them well. You know, people like that you don't come across every day in a world that's full of madness, a lot of violence, crime. You know, treat those as that's good around you. Treat them well, treat them right, keep them close. Those type of people you want in your corner. That's my positive quote of the day. Put out good energy, put out good vibes. It all comes back eventually. You feel me?
Yep. And I'm gonna close that with saying, if you are on your journey of chasing your goals, never, ever settle for anything less. Continue to keep fighting and keep going and never give up. Even if you haven't slept for almost 24 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Keep going. Get some sleep now.
Get some sleep. Look, I'm letting y'all know this green light is giving me life. Because right now, what?
I feel like Michael Jordan, the flu game right now, boy. I'm so...
No way. I always wondered though, did they ever find out if Urkel did that? Y'all catch that on your way home. Anyway, bye, people.
Oh my God. Oh, shout out to Tashay. One time for Tashay. Goodbye, people. See y'all next time.
Peace.